The Evers administration recently announced they're creating minimum rates for home and community-based care provided to older adults and people with disabilities. The new fee schedule is being funded by federal pandemic relief funding. Amy Robbins is with PHI, a national nonprofit focused on direct care policy. She says Wisconsin is joining a handful of states hoping to raise caregivers' wages this way. But she cautions direct care companies are also dealing with increased administrative costs.
Even if the intention is explicitly for it to go to wages, that might not always be the result, right? Because they're balancing all of those costs.
Robin says some states like Colorado have required companies to report wages as a way to increase transparency. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.